Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
This is Skywatch for Monday, July 5th. Fired up! Jupiter and Uranus are now traveling through fire sign Aries in the heavens. Idealistic, dramatic, creative, and self-centered, fire signs are often the leaders and pioneers who demand perfection and work diligently to bring us high-quality products and art. This fiery energy will be readily available to early Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius birth signs this year and beyond. This could be when you write your masterpiece. For all of us, this pair of planets encourages us to experiment, invent, and to put our original ideas and work out on the table. And the Skywatch on Monday is excellent for such, as well as for important calls in business. The Moon trines Sweet Venus at 6:52 a.m., which inclines most folks to be in a good mood and ready to accept an offer or agreement. The Moon will then sextile or harmonize with psychic Neptune at 2:24 p.m. Caution lights come on a minute later as the Moon turns void, of course, until she enters Taurus at 5:29 p.m. Hold off on important purchases and decisions while the Moon is VC, as our judgment is cloudy. Clear skies follow the Moon changing signs, which ends the VC period. That's Skywatch. I'm Lance Ferguson.
She's having a fabulous time wherever she is. And I will be taking your calls and questions today for those of you who are out and about on this holiday. I know some of you do have to work. There might be a car or two out there on the freeway. Let me start giving the number out if you want to get on the line today, if you have a question for me. The number is 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. Or if you happen to be home and you're listening to Seeing Beyond and your radio at home or from your computer at seeingbeyond.com, email me at phyllis@phyllisking.net. Keep your questions short and sweet, and I will certainly be happy to read it on the air. Just don't write me a whole book. I can't read and talk at the same time. Anyhow, I am the author of A Psychic Perspective, 10 Steps to Love, Wealth, and Personal Happiness, the co-author of Collective Wisdom with Donald Gerard, the co-author of Bouncing Back with Dr. Wayne Dyer, and my latest book, Impressions, Simple Truths for Practicing Abundant Thinking, is available now. Yes, I like to write. I do like to write. And as you might well expect hearing this, I have yet another book coming out in the fall, Thoughts from the Common Sense Psychic. Getting excited about it. I'm in the last stages of editing, and it's kind of a workbook and can actually help people overcome a lot of entrenched patterns from the past. So I'm really excited about that one coming out. Anyhow, how was your 4th of July? I really enjoyed it this year. It's the first year my kids, and some of you know that I have little ones, 8 and 5, they're getting bigger. They're not freaked out by the fireworks. So we actually headed out to Livermore, where my husband's a musician, and he was playing in a group at this festival. And there was lots of people there, and the kids got to enjoy the fireworks, and they weren't too scared, and it was fun. The weather was perfect. The only part that wasn't exactly perfect is, of course, getting home when it's all done, and there's 10,000 people driving on the same road trying to get out. Yeah, so got home and we were all a little bit tired, but it was great times. And, you know, I wrote an article. Of course I write, you know, I've got to write something. It's the 4th of July. And in my newsletter, I send out a couple times a month, I wrote an article about Independence from the ego. Let this be the day we begin our independence from the ego. Why is that so important? What's the big deal about the ego, Phyllis, you're asking me? Well, because the ego is that part of us that controls. It's the part that criticizes. It's the part that quantifies, qualifies, measures. It keeps us in our place. It's the one that we really need to use for doing our taxes and making our grocery list. But sometimes it bleeds over into our heart-driven purpose and the things that really matter to us in our lives. So we start to worry and think that we're not good enough, or we're too old, or we're too young, or too fat, we're too thin, or that we can't have what we want in our life because, you know, who would want us? So, you know, I gave some wonderful examples in this article about, you know, how do we know when we're using our ego mind and our worry mind versus our essence consciousness, the part of us that's attached to higher consciousness, of course, where the land of possible exists. You know, once we pass away, our body dies, you know, what do you think happens? Have you thought about that for more than a second? You know, most of us think about passing or transitioning as, oh my gosh, how's it going to happen? Is it going to hurt? You know, that's what we really focus on. But really, when the body dies, the essence of you is what exists. I mean, you can't kill energy. That's been proven. You know, it just changes. So that essence piece of you is the one I'm asking you to aspire to moving forward, to have your freedom from independence, or your freedom from independence, independence from this ego, from this worry, from this control, because that type of mindset is really for the human experience, detail-oriented perspectives of life. Yeah, so that's what I was thinking about this 4th of July. No more worry. You know, put the big circle with the slash through it. No more worry. You know, and I teach a course called Making the Connection to Your Abundance, and some of you have been there and listened to it. And, you know, we talk a lot about vibrations, and we talk a lot about the spectrum and the polarity of vibrations. You know, on one end of the spectrum, you're going to have pain and apathy and boredom and depression. And those vibrations are very thick and dense. And you can create from them. You certainly can. You just aren't going to like very much of what you create. And then, of course, on the other end of the spectrum, that's where you have the thinner and more fast-moving vibrations like enthusiasm and happiness and joy and generosity. And when you create from that space, you're going to like your creations a lot more. And it's also easier to create from that space because there's a lot of space in there. You know, when you think of those dense vibrations, what do you think of when you think dense? Compacted, not much room, squished. And, you know, truthfully, you need space to create. It's amazing stuff. So I really look at this creating process and managing life, the contribution and exchange that goes back and forth between you and higher consciousness. I look at it somewhat mathematically. And if you do that and you allow your logic to play a role in it, then you can be more engaged. You're just not operating from a state of, oh, I'm just going to believe this thing. You know, I'm not for selling people on believing in something without some type of backup, if you will. Granted, you know, there's a little bit of faith that does play a small role, but there's enough information out there on creating and how the whole game works that you don't have to completely sell your soul to get on board with the recipe for having a more peaceful, joyful, and abundant life. So let's see. Here we're talking about energy. We're talking about making the connection to your abundance. We're talking about relieving your attachment to worry, because when you think about, when you think about the vibrations, worry is sort of down there on the list of the lower end of the spectrum. Worry is a contracted vibration, and it really gets you the opposite of what you're trying to do. It closes you off, allowing you not to be able to receive. So, anyhow, it's early in the morning. for me and for all of you too on this holiday. But if you'd like to get on the line with me, the number is 415-543-8255. And I see we have some brave callers already. Let's get started and go to Mary. Well, hi, Mary. Welcome.
Hello, Phyllis. How are you doing this morning?
Well, you know, I'm happy to talk to you because I'm sort of waking up here.
Oh, great. Yeah, I've been waiting. I keep every time you're on for Colleen, I always miss you. So I'm so glad that I got you today.
Aw, me too. Well, tell us what's happening. Why are you calling the Common Sense Psychic?
I'm calling you because I called you a few months ago. Basically, the same question is...
You're going to give me the same question?
Yeah, the same question.
I'm teasing. Go ahead. I'll shut up. Go ahead.
I get so close. It was so funny because I'd gone for an interview for the bank, and it was, like, so close. And you said, I really don't see that, but if they do, you know, make an offer, grab it. And I said, okay. And it was just... so close. The interview went great. Everything went great. And they noticed that, they picked up on it, that I really wanted a full-time job. And they're really more focused. Everyone's more focused on part-time. And he said he felt that I would excel in the bank in a full-time position, you know, maybe in another location. Unfortunately, they don't have any full-time positions. So the interview went great, and I still didn't get a job. So... I just wanted to see what you see.
Well, let me tell you a couple things first, generally, and then I'll look at your specific situation, since this is a radio show and other people are listening. Okay. Mm-hmm. Starting at the end of June, we hit a pattern globally on the planet. We're all experiencing it. You're seeing it in the stock market. You're seeing it in the economy, of course. You're seeing it everywhere, but... things have sort of come to a halt. So not that you can't create between now and September. I don't want to program you to believe that you can't create and make something happen. But it's a little bit more laborious, and it has to be more focused. And it just feels like it has more effort for the balance of the summer. And as we move into September, the rhythms are going to start to flow actually considerably better than we've seen all the way through the year. You know, we're not going to see the economy just like go fantastic and gangbusters, but we are going to see continued reductions in unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're going to start to see more jobs coming out. So we will all feel the effects of this. Consumer confidence will go back up, all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for you in particular, the first thing I was asking myself as you were telling your story, you know, it was sort of like, is this really where you want to be, or do you just want a job?
Well, I need to pay rent.
Well, that's not, let's try again. Uh-huh. Is that really where you want to be, or is that the job you wanted? Let's pretend money is no object here. Just play this game with me. We're playing a game. Got it?
Yeah.
We are playing. Mary and I are now playing. If money were no object, is this a job you would want?
No.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to say to you about this, I get that we have to pay our bills.
Mm-hmm.
When we go after money as the objective, it's always a short-term fix. We're compartmentalizing our creative process. And I know it seems luxurious to you. Hey, I've got to pay my bills. I need to eat. I need to have shoes on my feet. But we do have to look at the whole of us when we're creating. And in this economy, at this time in our history, now more than ever, you absolutely have to pay attention to your heart-driven purpose, because this is where the pay dirt is. And I see people, I talk to a lot of people like you, Mary, who are throwing their resumes to, you know, they'll throw out 500 resumes to everywhere and anywhere. That's the wrong strategy. You actually have to throw less resumes and be very specific about who you're targeting. And it has to be a company that you feel an affinity with. So when you approach them, they get that you're an affinity with them. You're not just someone looking for a job. That being said, your dry spell is going to come to an end. You know, I actually feel a potential for you toward the end of August. So you're about 6-7 weeks away. And I do feel consistent income coming for you. Whether or not you're going to stay there for like the rest of your life, probably not, because this issue of heart-driven purpose is going to continue to come up for you.
Mm-hmm. Although I can tell you at the bank, what I thought, I do choose jobs that my skills match, you know, as working with people. I'm a people person, so I felt that, you know, I would be good in that position.
I'm sure you would have. I'm sure you would. I've been good in positions that weren't right for me as well. But, you know, I'm not trying to criticize you in any way. What I want to say to you is just trust. Prosperity is about trust. Trust that that position wasn't right for you, that maybe you don't fully understand what you're supposed to be learning from this set of circumstances, but I'm sure there's information, and that your opportunity is coming. And I'd like you to invite you to go to my website. I have a free gift for Seeing Beyond listeners today. It's an audio version of my webinar, Making the Connection to Your Abundance. Just give me a couple of hours to upload the file. I didn't get to it this morning, but that might really help you.
I'll do that. Okay. Thank you.
Mary, keep me posted, and thanks for checking back in.
For all you do, Phyllis, have a great day.
You too. Okay, friends, I am going to take a quick break, and I will get back to the calls after the break. If you want to get on the line, it's 415-543-8255. You're listening to Phyllis King, your common sense psychic, here on Seeing Beyond. Stay with me.
It's easy to forget about your digestive system when things are going well. But when bloating, cramps, and heartburn kick in, it can feel as though digestive distress has taken over your entire body, if not your life. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus offers a complete flora-balancing probiotic system, which is essential for optimum digestive health. Probiotics are friendly bacteria that live in your intestinal tract. They actually make some of our vitamins, maintain healthy digestive pH, support regularity, and help us digest food. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 carefully selected strains of lactic acid bacteria. Not all probiotics are the same, so when choosing a probiotic, make sure it is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650-321-6419.
This week at East West Bookstore features fascinating authors and topics, ranging from spirit animals to personal transformation. Carla McLaren introduces her new book, The Language of Emotions, on Wednesday night. On Thursday and again on Sunday, it's Peggy Werner, a divine soul communicator who works with Master Zigan Shah. And on Friday and Saturday, join Dr. Emmett Miller, a pioneer of mind-body medicine, for a lecture and workshop. Details at eastwest.com.
Okay, welcome back to the show. This is Phyllis King, your common sense psychic, sitting in for Bonnie Colleen today, taking your calls and questions at 415-543-8255. And our last caller, Mary, brought up such a great point and issue that a lot of people struggle with in the whole abundance vibration. And, you know, we tend to think we're compartmentalized beings. We tend to feel like, oh, if I just fix this one thing over here, then my life will be fine. If I just get that income source, then everything will be fine in my life. Or if I just get this relationship thing solved, then everything will be fine. And we aren't compartmentalized beings. We are whole and complete beings on this planet trying to emerge into our wholeness and really become enlightened. I mean, that's what we're kind of here to do. Do all the work, and only what we need to work on shows up in the planet. So when you're experiencing a hardship, when you're inside of a conundrum or a situation that seems difficult, do all you can to find what you can learn from what you're going through, and try to have some appreciation for what's going on in your life. If not the fact that you don't have income, for something else, you know, just that, you know, there's 2 million people on the planet who don't have running water or bathrooms, okay? If you have to go to that level, just make sure you're generating some type of gratitude for your experience. You may not understand fully why you're going through something in the moment, but I guarantee you, as soon as you get hindsight on it, at one point, you will recognize there was something of value for you in that moment. Perhaps and typically it's a lot about appreciation, but it's important to try and keep your vibration up, because what you put your attention on and how you feel about things is what you're going to attract more of. And so as soon as you can get yourself in that space of gratitude and appreciation, you're going to be so much more of an abundance magnet than if you're worried and concerned and focused on a specific outcome. And, you know, we get into this ego-based place that tells us, I have to control it this certain way. You know, I need to pay this bill, or I need to do that. And it's not that simple globally. And again, as I said to Mary, if you go after the money as the sole objective, that's always going to be a dead end. All right. And I'm sure we'll talk more about that. Hey, let's see if Anna is still holding. I know it's been a while. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm great. You're actually good. Up and about on this July 5th.
I know. Good for you. Good for you.
What's going on?
I actually have a question. It's been a rough couple of months, and I know a lot of people have been going through this, but I'm just kind of wondering if there's any kind of light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, I've done a lot of work on myself, and I know there's always plenty of more to do, but I just kind of want to have something to hold on to, I guess, in my own way.
Now, in just a couple of words, have you been experiencing financial trouble and relationship trouble? What's going on with you?
Everything. It just seems like everything is just like at a standstill. My friendships, I just, you know, I want a relationship. I don't know. It's just hard.
Well, you know, one of the things you're doing, first of all, you might need a vacation. You're kind of tired.
Yes.
Not that it's just 8:20 on a holiday morning, but, you know, I think you should really pat yourself on the back, Anna, because what you're actually doing is you're taking the advanced degree course of life. You're doing it all at once. You're just taking all of your lumps in one portion. You know, it's like going to get your shots and getting all of them in one portion. So you have some time to process, you know, what's happened to you. Let me put this another way. You know,
okay. So
we come to the planet and we decide we're going to work on some certain issues. And then we take sort of the PhD program, and then we get to the planet and we start having experiences, and you're like, what was I thinking?
Yeah,
this
exactly.
This is like hugely uncomfortable. So what you want to do is expand out, try and get a global perspective of what might be occurring here in your life. What are you trying to overcome, and what are the possible benefits of this situation once you get past it? Because you will absolutely get past it. You will feel happy again. You will have income again. There will be relationships. All that that balance will restore itself. So in the meantime, just as I was saying before I took your call, you have to try and find out what's in the middle of you having some appreciation for what's working in your life as opposed to not working. You know, we focus on the 90% of what's not working as opposed to the 90% of what's working. Like, okay, I have food. I do have a place to live. I do have running water. I do have, you know, there are a few people out there who like me still. You know, we have to put our attention there. And whatever is causing us to not put our attention there, that's your teacher. That's what you want to be learning from.
Okay.
So what's causing you? What do you think is causing you to not put your attention on the appreciation?
I don't know. It just seems like when I think I'm going in one direction, and I every day I wake up and with, you know, faith, and I just, you know, thank you for this blessed day and all that good stuff. And I'm not just saying that. I feel
all that junk. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I really feel it. It just like I know it's a teacher. It's something, you know, when something's not working, it's a way to identify with yourself, maybe the relationship with yourself. Why am I attracting certain things in my life?
Well, first of all, you're doing a great job, Anna. There's a couple of things I just want to put into your soup here.
Okay.
One is that there is a gestation period, not only to abundance, but to your evolutionary process. You know, you start out with an intention and an objective. I want to create X, Y, or Z type of life. Just like if you're trying to create a baby, there is a gestation period. It does take time for momentums to shift, for things to resettle, and for that new life you're wanting to experience to emerge. And so in between there, that's just the work of, you know, learning how to be balanced inside of those waves that you're experiencing.
Yes, that's right on. That's what I just feel. I guess I just feel like a little low and tired, like you said at the beginning of our conversation, because I'm just so exhausted from all of this, and I know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay,
listen to
what you just said. Something so important there. And this is what we need to listen to ourselves. When you said, I feel very exhausted, what can you do to give yourself some for relief? Where can you go somewhere? Do you have a friend, a relative somewhere you can go get 3-4 days of downtime and have a change of scenery? What can you do to give yourself that?
You're right on. I'm going to definitely take a vacation in the next 2 weeks. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Listen to your wisdom. You know, you're in this little spot where you can't see the end yet. You can't see the new beginning, and you're getting caught up in it. You're thinking that this is it and this is forever. So, and I think if you do get a change of perspective, you'll regenerate yourself. And you're doing an absolutely great job. FYI, you have new relationship coming in, September-ish, October-ish. This is going to be a new relationship time for you. And the finances pick up at the same time, which is not unusual. So you've got a couple of months to continue to work through these vibrations and just, you know what, these difficult situations make you so smart. Just think how brilliant you're going to be in a couple of months, and you'll be writing your own book.
Absolutely, and I'm on my way of doing that anyway. I love writing.
So be nice to yourself, please. Don't let the ego mind criticize and tell you everything's wrong and everything's bad, and just because your neighbor has this or that and you don't, that somehow you're not measuring up. That's the ego mind, okay?
Yes, thank
Anna, you
so you much.
You are such a beautiful soul, and I thank you for calling, and please keep me posted. And if you would like the Making the Connection to Your Abundance webinar, it's on my free gift portion on my website.
Wonderful. I love your wisdom. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Okay. Yep. Bye.
Okay, friends. We're getting down to some serious stuff this morning. I love it. You guys are ready to take it on. Take on the challenges of life. It's beautiful. I am going to take a quick break. I've got to make room for some sponsors, but I will get back to your calls at 415-543-8255. You're listening to Phyllis King, and I am your Common Sense Psychic here on Seeing Beyond. Stay with me.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650-321-6419.
Okay, it's Phyllis King here, your common sense psychic, sitting in on Seeing Beyond, and I'm listening to this new music that Bonnie's got running on her show, and I'm just sort of bopping back and forth, and I'm like, you know what? I think they want me to come back on. Okay. Yeah, happy to be here today. It's always great for me to be on Seeing Beyond, and I am taking your calls and questions at 415-543-8255. And let me tell all Seeing Beyond listeners, I have a free gift for anyone listening today. It's the webinar of making the connection to your abundance. So if some of the things I've been talking about this morning are resonating with you, you'd like to hear more, please go to my website and go in the left-hand column and fill in your info, and I'll get the link to you. I'm a little bit behind. I'll get it up there so you can download it yourself within a couple hours. But if it's not up there, just send me your email, and I'll email it to you probably around noon today. And I forgot, I need to let you know that starting July 24th, I'm starting the first of a six-week intensive course on developing your psychic abilities. So if you are someone who is intuitive, psychic, or want to develop it, or want to know if you have it, or how to use it more on call or whatever, I think you would really enjoy this course. It is going to be in Castro Valley. It'll be every Saturday for 6 weeks from 10 to 12:30, 1 o'clock. And it's two walking blocks from BART, so very easy to get to. And it's $250 for the 6 weeks. If you want more information, give me a call at 925-362-3083, 925-362-3083, or visit my website, phyllisking.net or phyllisking.com. Okay, let's go back to the calls. Let me see who is next in line. Linda, are you still holding?
Yes, I am, Phyllis. Good morning.
Good morning. You are one patient lady. I have great admiration for you.
Thank you.
What is happening? Are you Linda from Alameda?
Yes, I am.
Oh, so nice to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in ages.
I know. It's been like since March.
Wow.
When I was trying to get various reading equipment that I use since I'm blind fixed.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, things have really, you know, turned wonderfully since. In fact, I just adopted a joy boy named Brandy. He is a black and white kitty who is like just 3 months old. Mm. And when I went to the animal shelter to get him, it's almost not as if I chose him. It's as if he chose me.
I love it.
And
you're his mama. Yeah. Well, we always choose our parents.
that too. But I wondered in this particular case, since I've never been a pet owner before, and you know, he's maybe coming into a bit of a hard challenge with a blind pet owner. I wondered if there were any special, you know, past incarnations or...
Well, you know, I would likely say yes. And I don't even have to perceive impressions psychically to say that. It's just what I know is that we come to the planet to grow and evolve, all of us. That's what we're here to do in this existence called Earth. And we don't come here to work with strangers. We don't come here to interact with people we don't know. We come here to work out with situations that need resolution, or that we serve some purpose in each other's lives. And I believe 95% of our interactions are from past time. That's my particular philosophy. So I'm sure you and this animal have connection. And when I look
right
at the
now,
energy,
he's very much got a connection to me. He's...
Well, I'm just looking. Well, I'm talking psychic lingo, Linda. Come on. Stay me here, woman. I'm just saying, I'm looking at the energy of this little cutie pie, and there's this sparkle of this. It's sort of like an existing cord, if you want to call it that. So I love the relationship here, and I love what he's going to bring to your life. And it doesn't feel hard for him.
Oh, that's great.
No, and of course, animals have so many other ways they communicate and navigate. Sight is just one piece of it, and he's not worried about it.
Well, and he's also so tactile.
Beautiful.
At the moment, he's not loving to be held, but I mean, I'm not holding him at the moment. He's playing with me at the moment, but he absolutely...
Doesn't he know you're on the radio, that you're busy? I'm kidding.
I think he's like, why are you on the phone? Because there have been times when I've been on the phone and he's unplugged me.
Oh, I love it. Well, you know, animals are like kids in many respects, and as soon as you get on the phone, that's their automatic cue to start interrupting you and start talking to you. It's like, I want to be in on it, you know.
Well, he definitely is.
I love it. Well, Linda, this is a great story, and I'm so happy for you. This is wonderful.
Thank you. And one more thing. I have a feeling a relationship is coming. Do you see that?
You know, there is potential for you in November. But I'm wondering if you are going to let it in. What's up with that? Why do you have a wall up? What's the wall?
I don't know.
Let's think about the wall a little bit, either offline or online. But I'm getting, there's sort of a wall around you that says, do I really? I don't know. Just sit with that and, you know, email me or call me at another time. But energy suggests there's a buffer between you. And you have to be really, really willing to let it in. So just cogitate on that thought that you really have to be able to receive it. You can say you want it, but make sure you feel that you want it and make sure there's no walls that are keeping people out.
Okay, because I haven't dated or anything. It's not as if I've even had any options.
Oh, you know what? And sometimes, maybe that's part of it, because sometimes we can have set points in our consciousness. We can have them with our weight. We can have them with our temperature. We can have them in our financial space. We have these set points. And if you haven't been in a relationship for a period of time, you may have a set point in there that's saying, I don't want a relationship, and this is my habit pattern that is has a momentum in my life. So you might want to do a little visualization about that, changing the set point to saying, I'm removing that. I don't care if it's been 10 years, 20 years, 2 months. Just make sure there is no point in there that you're saying, this is my norm, that I want to change it up.
Uh-huh.
Because maybe that's this autopilot thing I have going, I see in your space. And we do have to intentionally shift up these patterns, especially if it's been ongoing. You know, it does take 30 days to create those new neural pathways in the brain. So you might want to actually do some work around that. And you don't do email, right?
Yeah.
Well, on my learning center, I have some love mantras. If you're able to download that, if you're not, let me know. I'll mail it to you. But then you can do these mantras and really clear out your space and become ready to receive love.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Isn't that
I thought getting
delicious?
The pet was also, I mean, I'm definitely receiving love from him, even though it's a different kind, but I thought...
Oh, hello, yeah.
I thought that would be...
We're with you, my love. We're with you.
Anyway.
A cat is not a man. We get it. No. Okay.
Right.
I got it. Well, if you have any trouble, you know, with the download on my website, let me know and I'll mail it to you. Just, you know my phone number, right? 925-362-3083-925-36.
Right.
So just let me know. I want to make sure I can get this to you one way or another.
Okay.
All right, Linda. Great to hear from you. Congratulations on your adoption.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see if Louise is still, it's either Lois or Louise. Are you there still?
Good morning, Phyllis. I'm here. This is Louise.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm well, thank you. Thank you for asking. I've been listening to the program, and much of what you say to everybody else, of course, is something that I can take in at a heart level, and I'm trying to learn from it, and I'm organizing my thoughts here because I know that it's important, the question that you ask. But my major area that I'm working on, and I'd like your help, if you can tell me what it looks like going forward or what my talents are. I need to create a happy, fulfilling career and source of income going forward. I'm going to live a very long life, probably at least till 120. So I have a lot of years ahead of me to support myself financially and to be of service. So can you help me there with some ideas?
Oh, you know what? You're such a beautiful soul, Louise. I'm just really loving your whole vibe. I can tell you have a big healer vibration going on in you. You love to serve. You love to help others. You need to contribute in some way. So I would love to see you. I mean, have you considered things like psychotherapy or nursing or healing modalities of some sort, or helping people overcome trauma, or working with developmentally disabled? What have you thought about?
Well, I don't have the education to go into psychotherapy unless it's an alternative.
Well, like you said, you're going to live to be 120. It's not like you don't have time to go back to school. I mean, I'm not telling you have to go back to school and become a psychotherapist, but let's stop the ego mind from quantifying, qualifying, and telling you what you can't do and why you can't do it. And just, I also want to say, if money and time were no object, I mean, this is the question you probably heard at the beginning of the hour. What would you be doing with yourself?
I've asked myself that a zillion times, and I can't come up with anything.
You know what? I think that you are talking
Other than enjoy life, you know, I love to get up and meditate and exercise and be outside.
This is great that you're making space for yourself in your life, but I can tell because you have a healer vibration. And healers tend to always want to give to others, and they don't necessarily pay attention to themselves as much. You know, and even in this conversation, I could tell there's a tendency for you not to listen to yourself or poo-poo certain ideas that may come up. Oh, well, I can't do that because, you know, I don't have schooling, or I can't do that because there's already so many other people doing that. How could I ever do it? And, you know, I'm this age, and so I can't do this anymore. But, you know, like you said, you're going to live to be 120, and I'll take you at your word. And so there's plenty of time for you to still go after and do many things you'd like to do. And as I said, I see you in some capacity of healing. And if you don't want to go back to school in the traditional sense, you know, go take some Reiki courses, go take some massage therapy, or just spread the net really wide and try some different things on and see what stimulates you. I'm also getting an art hit for you that you may be able to do something with your hands or to help people discover themselves and work through their trauma in some way through that process. But I think to begin with, you just want to throw the net real wide and try some different things on for a week or 2 weeks and see if anything sticks for you. The next exercise I want to put you through is to sit down, and you have to give yourself to this, and write down 7 times during your life that you remember feeling successful and accomplished, and you knew for sure that your specific contribution made a difference in the situation. It could have been a job, it could have been working with a person, it could have been something you did in your family. Just when you know your contribution and what you did made a difference. And then write those 7 things down and compare them and look at what the commonalities are. And if you haven't already discovered where your talents and where your likes and dislikes lay, you'll find it in there.
Thank you for reminding me about that. I will do it. I have talents in different areas, all the way from office administration to sales to doing things to make a better, you know, things better for people financially and whatnot. So those are the first things that come to mind, but trying to figure out how to put those in with healing.
Well, you know, take it one step at a time. If you don't have to figure out how to put it into healing yet, let's just start and see what those qualities are and what those situations were and what they drew from you and what you contributed. And look at that first and then see what that leads you to. Because I think you're in an emerging process. You haven't spent a lot of time validating yourself and listening to yourself to have heard what your wisdom is telling you. So you're sort of in a process here of learning to listen to yourself, because I'm certain the messages are there, because I can tell in the way you speak to me, you're just used to discounting yourself. And if you'd like, I mean, of course, the audio webinar is available on my website today for Seeing Beyond listeners, but I also have some other 30-day plans in my learning center, like a prosperity plan, and I have a Jumpstart Your Life plan. That's very generic. You can apply it to any specific thing, but it's really designed to help you get going and help you reshape your life in about 30 days. So maybe something like that will help you. I'm just saying, spread your net wide and allow yourself to experience your own feedback from the circumstances. And you're going to have your information. And I tell you, as I look at your energy, especially towards October and November, you look really excited, like you've caught on to something. So
great.
I would enjoy this exploratory period and just give yourself to it, and you're going to find your answers. I'm convinced of it.
Okay. Phyllis, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. I thank you so much for calling. Have a fabulous 5th of July.
Yeah, thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, friends, I am going to take a quick break. If you would like to get your question answered in the last segment, the number is 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. You are listening to Phyllis King. I'm your Common Sense Psychic here on Seeing Beyond. Stay with me.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest-growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650-321-6419.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer, Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Well, welcome back to Seeing Beyond. This is Phyllis King, your Common Sense Psychic, sitting in here for Bonnie Colleen. If you do want to get on the air the last segment, or if you can, I know lines have been busy this morning. It's 415-543-8255. And do let me wish you all again a happy 4th of July, 5th of July. I'm still reeling from it. And a reminder about my How to Develop Your Psychic Abilities course. It's an intensive 6-week, and I mean intensive. It will be life-changing for anyone who comes. It starts July 24th, runs through August 20, I think it's the 28th, in Castro Valley, 2 blocks from BART. If you'd like to come, please let me know ASAP, visit my website, or give me a call at 925-362-3083. And I also am going to make available my webinar, Making the Connection to Your Abundance, as a free gift to all Seeing Beyond listeners today. Just go onto my website, free gift, and sign up, and you'll get the link. I haven't posted it yet. I will in a couple hours, but if it's not up when you sign up, I will certainly get it to you right away. All right, let me see who is next in line. I lost my notes here. I think it is Maria. Maria, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
I'm singing to you. I'm really happy to talk to you, apparently.
Thank you. Good morning, Phyllis. Happy Monday.
Thank you. So what's happening?
Well, actually, I was calling because I was compelled to call with the first caller, Anna, who called.
Yes.
I just want to let her know I was where she was at some years ago. And just to keep on, she's on the right track. And what you said was true. There's a gestational period. It's kind of, everything slows down. But if she continues, she'll get everything that she needs and what she needs to receive.
Aww.
And I just wanted to relay that message to her.
Oh, Maria, that is so nice. Is that the whole reason you called?
I did call for that. I was compelled to call. So.
How sweet is that? Didn't even want anything for yourself. Anna, I hope you're still listening because we have Maria who called for you. Wow.
Yeah. Well,
I guess I should get some phone numbers so you guys can talk.
Well, I also wanted to let her know that, you know, her abundance, you know, what's happened for me is that the right people come into your life. And the tools that you've given are so helpful. Mm-hmm. And it has helped me a lot.
Oh.
So I wanted to let you know that.
Bless your heart, little missed healer, spreader of joy on the planet, Maria. Wow.
You have a great day, okay,
Maria? Maria, thank you so much for
the
call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow. Boy, Seeing Beyond has some very cool people who listen to this program. That was really something special. Someone who didn't actually want to ask the psychic something for themselves. That's like, that just never happens. That I'm going to mark this day on my calendar. Maria, thank you so much for that. That was really quite special and giving of you. All right. Well, let's head to Judy. Are you still there?
Good morning, Phyllis. I am indeed.
Oh, another lovely person. Hello,
hello. Hi. And good morning to everyone else out there.
Are you going to ask something for yourself, or are you just going to share insights?
It's actually, if I did get to something myself, it's like number 4 or 5 on the list.
Oh, bless you. And a typical healer statement. They're 4th or 5th on the list. I know.
Okay, so here it goes. So, first of all, congratulations to you and gratitude to you for all the exploring and the innovation and getting it together, you know, pioneering the different radio shows and, yeah, your web page.
Are you calling so I can send you your check for all this promotion?
Yeah, I wanted to double check on that address. No, I'm just kidding.
But thank you. I've been having a good time, but I'm getting a little tired. I've had too many radio shows, but I'm always going to do Sing Beyond. So.
Oh, in that case, I gave you the back at you sign about the vacation and the time of taking care of yourself.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm going in 1 week for a whole week, and I'm excited. Let me just put it there. Okay.
Good, 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 good. Well, see, you're modeling more good behavior. Good job.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so, and I encourage everyone to go to your webpage because it's very organized, and it's really easy to click onto, and I went to Learning Center, and
yes.
I went to 10 minutes a day that will change your life.
Yes.
And I'm going to start doing the imagining thing. I've got my...
Oh, I love that thing, Judy. I still do that. I do that every day. It makes an incredible difference. You wouldn't imagine, but when you insert that vibration into your space, stuff starts to happen out of nowhere. It's amazing. I love
cool.
it.
Well, here, okay, and then I got an idea about, I don't know, see if it fits someplace, maybe if there is a place to have community on there, like if we wanted to just say, hey, I'm starting on the 10 minutes a day thing, you know, yeah.
You know what? I think I can probably fit that in on my blog page, which needs to be updated, or I should put a link to something, but I love that. And, you know, you brought up, I wasn't even going to mention this, but starting in September, I'm going to start to broadcast from my website. Things are changing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so there'll be a chat room and all that kind of good stuff. So maybe it'll come together at that, but that's a great idea.
Okay, well, thanks. And my other thing, please help us with that disaster in the Gulf.
Yes.
Transitioning it to positive, you know.
Well, you know what? The way I look at this whole situation is that before Obama rose to his presidency, I sort of predicted his rise because of his relationship to the planet.
That's
you know,
right.
I was getting that there was a symbiosis
that.
There.
Yeah.
And that his legacy was actually going to be his energy policy. It wasn't going to be economy or healthcare,
right,
or the
that's
war.
That's right. That encouraged me. Yeah.
Yes. And so really that's what I'm seeing from it, that this is an opportunity for the most powerful country in the world to lead in a bigger way in terms of, excuse me, energy policy and how we treat the planet. And so it's incredibly painful right now, obviously, but it is leading us to a bigger expansion. And just like when you look at a lot of situations in your life that have been painful, usually we expand beyond it and we know more and we don't make those mistakes again. But, and I see his energy policy being like in place for double decades. So it's a big deal. So I'm looking at this as an opportunity for things to change. And yeah, and of course that devastation in the Gulf is going to be there for 20 or 30 years, and so...
So us send prayers or something, or imagine it healing, or imagine people opening their hearts, I guess, and mind? Okay.
All of it.
Okay, Doc.
All of it is helpful. Any contribution you make is a contribution you make.
Okay, Doc. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, Judy, it's always wonderful to hear your voice, and thanks for all the promotion on my website.
Go, people, go see it.
Okay.
You're welcome. All right, blessings.
All right, Judy, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, this is fun. When I come back to Seeing Beyond, I get to talk to old friends that I don't ever get to see, but I certainly love them, and it's fun. Okay, and for those of you who don't know, I do have some other radio shows. I have on Tuesdays from noon to 1 at contacttalkradio.com, I have a show. And in Los Angeles on KTLK AM 1150, I have a show on Sunday, 11 to noon. And most of the time, it's like this. It's caller-driven, and we do a lot of interactive dialogue. So, and one last reminder, if you are interested in developing your psychic abilities or wondered if you are a psychic or just would really like to try something different, I'm offering a six-week intensive course that begins on July 24th in Castro Valley. It will be 10 to 1 for 6 Saturdays in a row, and I mean it. It is intensive. And at the end of the 6 weeks, you absolutely will be reading psychically. If you don't want to be a professional psychic, that's not a requirement. But if you want some tools for dealing with challenging circumstances or people, you'll learn some things that I guarantee you don't know now. And these are things that I have used over my whole career as a psychic and such. So visit my website, phyllisking.net or .com. And all Seeing Beyond listeners are entitled to my free gift of making the connection to your abundance. Just head to my website. Okay, friends, my goodness, it was a busy morning. I was not expecting that. I thought I was going to drink my tea and just chat for a while, but it's been fun. Thank you so much for calling in, for listening. And as always, it's been a true pleasure. And I will be back in August, I think August 2nd. I don't remember the exact date, but thank you again for listening. And as always, I am Phyllis King, your common sense psychic. Have a great day.